Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start linking into sales.
All right.
Yes, this is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer.
And Elise is busy taking care of customers this time.
Yeah, unfortunate. But, you know, she's got to go make money, right?
That's right. She'll be back. She's here in spirit.
Yep.
This is the final quarter, and we're excited to get you to take a moment and think about how to end this year powerfully and how to be ready for 2016.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a couple things that we're gonna go over today. First, we're gonna talk about some to-dos for the end of the year, and then some to-dos to think about for next year and how to prepare for that. So
before we begin, let's mention our sponsor.
Exactly. Right there. If you're watching this on YouTube, and make sure you're subscribed to us on YouTube at youtube.com/linkingsales. We would like to thank our sponsor, NC State Technology Training Solution. They offer some fantastic educational opportunities. Matter of fact, their new spring catalog is available right now on the web. Just go to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS in order to get that and download it. But if you're looking to expand your professional education by taking courses from everything, from learning Evernote to
Social selling with LinkedIn coming up. Yep. If you're in the Triangle area,
we have that coming up very soon. We also have some courses available in the spring for that. Also, if you want to better your skills with Microsoft Office, or if you wanted to maybe get that PHP programming stuff. If you want to leave sales, but who wants to leave sales, right? So, but if you got friends that are in the Triangle area that need to better their professional education, then by all means, please head out to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS, and we will redirect you specifically to the long, obnoxious URL that they have. So,
yeah, that's right. It works, though. It works. And I'm excited because today is the graduation day of my social media management class with Karen Titi. And so we're doing the show right in front of the graduation day of the 12-week course. So excited about it. And let's jump into, why don't we start with end of year, the to-dos of end of year.
Yeah. So I think it's like the one of the things that we've noticed that with salespeople is that, they try to reach out and touch clients and prospects and try to figure out how things are kind of going, whether or not, 2016 is going to be the year that they'll actually generate business out of that client and things like that. So we have a couple suggestions for you that you can use actually taking a social selling approach for these. So with touching base with your clients, you do want to, put yourself in their shoes, right? So if they're retail, for example, you have retail clients, obviously this time of year, they're going to be very, very busy.
Underwater.
Very much underwater. So what you could do is use social to kind of recognize them for the fact that they're being super busy, let them know that you're paying attention and congratulate them on their successes and that sort of stuff.
Take donuts.
Yeah. Donuts or baskets, right?
Right.
Send them, if you can, send them a gift. If you can afford to do that, then that's great. If you got budget for it, definitely do that. You have probably trying to get their time to do anything might be rather hard. If they're a B2B client, that might be a slightly different story. Their chances are they're probably thinking about the Christmas vacation they're going to be taking and have a lot of free time at the end of the year. This is what we're seeing here. So they're also probably preparing for Q1. So they're very much in that frame of mind, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And then this is the check the updates on LinkedIn and Twitter. You also, it's a way to check the pulse. Is there any activity there?
Right.
You may notice that they've had no activity. Well, this might mean they're busy ramping down. Mm-hmm. If they've been regular engaging on LinkedIn or Twitter and that's slowing down, notice those changes and what would be your appropriate action to jump in on.
That's right. You know, what you could do as well, you know, if you want to check their statuses, if there hasn't been any activity for your B2B prospect, then obviously you can tweet to them. You know, definitely using Twitter. It's actually pretty soon here. You're going to be able to take a course on it at socialselling.training. And we're putting the finishing touches on building that course there, where you can, we actually show you how you can use Twitter to provide these gentle nudges and get somebody to respond to you. In addition, there's some great email marketing, email tracking tools that are available, which include Yesware and Sidekick, which Sidekick comes from HubSpot. But if you wanted to send them an email and find out if they're actually opening in the email, this is a real clever way to use those kind of platforms in order to get an indication of whether or not someone is actually checking email. And chances are they probably are. So
the big thing is to know that most companies, some transitions happening now. We got the after Thanksgiving, we got a little bit of stretch, and then we have holiday time. So what is the appropriate action for you in the social, in the buyer's journey, the social selling process to be engaging with them is what you want to be addressing now.
All right. So let's talk about some of the to-dos you can do now to prepare for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good time to review your profile. You might have some customer successes you want to put on there. You might have learned something from us and you want to add to it.
Exactly.
And remember, is it a customer facing profile or does it still look like a lame resume hoping for a job? This might be a good time to review these things.
Exactly. So, you know, make sure that you're, you know, updating your social selling tracking sheet. You know, probably, hopefully you have some spreadsheets in place. If not, you're kind of tracking your progress inside your CRM. But this might be a good time to kind of go back and revisit, make sure you're measuring the correct metrics. And if you need some help with that, by all means, you know, reach out to us. I think we have some resources on linkingintosales.com to help you out with that. I know we've had a couple of good podcasts about that in the past. I'll link to those in the show notes. But you know, looking at maybe you've towards the end of the year, you started using another social media platform that has been helping you with reaching out to prospects. Maybe you've added SlideShare into the mix because that's, you know, obviously that's owned by LinkedIn now. And those kind of platforms are offering you the ability to take and connect and engage. You may want to consider adding those to your spreadsheets. So, but now when you're looking at 2016, you also want to, maybe you have a theme for 2016.
Yeah.
Why don't you go
you
into
know,
that?
Do you want to look, do you have a theme for 2016? Is it going to be, the thing is you've got to look at what are your goals, but what is also going to put you on fire at the next level? What's going to motivate you? Many of us are more motivated by challenges and questions than we are just goals. So that's where the value of the theme is. And the value of the theme for us is one of the themes for Linking Into Sales is the number one podcast in the world with along with our online training ramped up and a theme of the excitement of really education that that moves them forward and where we got we're actively engaged with you and hearing the exciting news of your success. So we're cultivating that now even ourselves as we move forward.
Exactly. So also let's think about your education goals going forward, right? So you had mentioned a little bit about that with doing some training and making sure that you're staying up and current. Keep that in mind too. We do want to be number one in social selling education, and you know, working with everybody out there who is providing some fantastic education. But we're going to bring these resources in and put in real life examples into play and show you how that works.
I want to add something. The world is moving so fast. You must block out time to learn.
Yeah.
It's just changing too quick. And so giving your time to learn is critical as something that's blocked out in your time. So make sure you've got, what are my goals for learning, mastering, understanding by the end of 2016 are really important things to integrate into that calendar.
Exactly. So one thing we just want to point out there as well as, you know, thank you for subscribing to the podcast and all and relying on us to provide you some social selling education. But also keep in mind that education is a two-way street. So you do want to, if you have any questions or anything like that, be sure to head out to linkingintosales.com and, you know, send us your questions, put a comment somewhere, and we are definitely going to get back to you. You can also email us at info@linkingintosales.com and I'll put that out in the show.
There's several things also. We're looking at new prospects, keeping the most important happy, and how do we integrate them into new offerings? And then what is the lower 10% that we cannot serve, that we need to find them a new home, that we might need to ramp off of our system.
Right.
So, and the last piece is making sure you ultimately want to be, we'll go over this again, but ultimately reviewing, what did I learn from this year and what are my wins, to make sure you integrate those so you'll start your new year in a powerful way.
Excellent. Yeah, exactly. So Martin has started that off with basically, you want to, you know, how are you going to make your top clients happy? And then, you know, which are the ones you're going to have to let go. So, and that could be a good time. This could be a good time of the year to actually kind of figure that out. You know, if they're not engaging with you in social, you know, maybe that might be a good way to let them go. But, you know, if they're not generating any business for you, then maybe you do need to cut ties. And especially if there's no opportunity out there. So, you know, keep that in mind too. So
remember, your time is money, as you know, and as a sales professionals, most of you are working literally like independent entrepreneurs. So look at where you're spending your time and to find out who needs to be cut from the budget.
Exactly. So we have some, we're not done yet for 2015 yet. So we have a couple more interviews that we're going to be doing here before the end of the year. And matter of fact, our next one where we're going to be talking with Tim Moore, who is going to help us with understanding how millennials and boomers kind of communicate in the organization. So that should be fun. That's an upcoming episode. We also have another one with another COO of an organization up in Boston, who actually talks about post-click engagement. So we're talking about, like, what do we do after a visitor comes out to the site? How do you engage with them thereafter? Which is important for sales, because marketing needs to figure out how to do that warm handoff, and sales needs to actually read that information from that warm handoff, so that way they know what kind of context to have that conversation in. So, but anyways, we have a lot more to go before the end of the year. Stay listening. And then when you're out there, you know, for the holidays and you're meeting with family and friends and things like that, mention that you listen to the show.
You know, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great gift.
In fact, how could they get one of our new swag stickers?
Oh, I wish I had one in front of me. But that's
right. It's on the back of the laptop. We can't turn it around and show it to you.
So basically what we'd like you to do, we've asked this for the last few episodes, is we want you to head out, or if you would, please head out to iTunes. Search for Linking Into Sales, or search for Social Selling, and you'll find our podcast right up there in the top. So go out there, leave a review, or if you're a subscriber, go into your subscriber list and please leave a review for Linking Into Sales. If you do, then take your review, come on out, copy it, and then come on out to linkingintosales.com/sticker, paste in your review, fill out the form there, and we will mail you a sticker free of charge. We might send you a couple extra for you to kind of share
maybe
around
a few
as well.
Business cards.
Exactly. Exactly. And then feel free, you know, to use those, you know, to as appreciation from us for being a listener to the podcast and leaving a great review.
I got to give one. Also, if you know us in person, we can work out a deal face to face. I got to give one out in a coffee shop yesterday. So thank you. So we love that. So, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Keep the questions coming, keep the issues coming, keep the engagement coming. We are listening, and we're rolling out shows based on your feedback. So we only hear you. I'm not a good mind reader, Greg. So we only hear you when you communicate. You got Twitter, you got the LinkedIn group, you got the Facebook page, YouTube, lots of ways to reach out to us.
Exactly. So, but anyways, thank you very much for watching or listening today. We look forward to hearing from you in the future.
This is Martin Brossman.
And I'm Greg Heyer, and you've been watching or listening to the Linking Into Sales Social Selling Podcast. Have a great day.